Serapath Christian Church is located within a half square mile, enclosed by the Delaware Raritan State Park Canal and a branch of the Raritan River. Nested in rural Somerset County, this tranquil community seems far removed from the controversial figure who founded Alma White College. It began just after the turn of the 20th century, when Peter Workman Garrison, who owned 1,000 acres of farmland in Franklin Township, married Caroline Van Nest Field and followed his bride into her faith, donating the entire property to Serapath and its parent organization, the Pillar of Fire Church. Harry Smith, who may be related to the original Garrison family, has spent 2 decades with the Somerset County Historical Society. He says the Garrison children were greatly upset when their parents turned over the farm.
I think it was a downright dirty thing to do to cut your own offspring out of their inheritance because you were snookered by someone in religion.
Smith says the children challenged the land grant in court, but to no avail.
Unfortunately, it was legal, and there was nothing the kids could do about it. They lost everything because their parents got swept up in that white movement.
In 1921, White started the college that bore her name. In 1923, the Middlesex County chapter of the Ku Klux Klan provided funding to the school in a relationship that lasted nearly 20 years. White denounced the white supremacist group shortly before she died in 1943. Alma White Bridwell College closed in 1978, and by 2001, Somerset Christian College was established at this location. It's a mild mid-Sunday afternoon, and services have just ended. Pastor Rob Kruver's working the crowd, greeting every person by name. In his early 40s, Kruver is a fit, energetic man in black t-shirt and jeans. On a tour of the campus, Kruver says the church leadership back in the 1920s was duped by the Klan.
You know, it was never a formal alliance. It was some of the leaders. And the word duping is something that I not just used for our organization, but the literally dozens and dozens of organizations that, particularly in the North, that understood the Klan to primarily be pro-patriotic, pro-temperance, pro-certain things that they identified with in that day.
However, newspapers of the time, such as the New Brunswick Home News, reported the Pillar of Fire used Klan contributions to publish a newsletter in which the church advocated for many of the Klan's most intolerant values. The Princeton Student Paper and the New York Times covered sermons of Alma White preaching in support of the Klan. Yet Kruver says by the early 1940s, White saw the KKK's true colors.
That Alma White in her writing was so strong, such a strong Zionist, and so open about how God had taken racism out of her heart, and that though we still totally regret and repent of any affiliation with that organization, Alma White didn't do it for those reasons. And when she, our biggest problem is that when she realized what the Klan was really about, she didn't write. It was like, I mean, she died shortly after that anyway, but she never formally renounced it. She just kind of dropped it like a hot potato, and that doesn't work well, particularly in the age of the internet.
Kruver also says the association with the Klan keeps coming up since mentions of it are easy to find online.
Perhaps it's fine until the internet age when everything comes to the pass, and then no, you can't just be silent about it. You have to be vocal that, no, we're against that. We repent of that. We regret that, and that is not who we are.
The church itself uses online messages to repudiate the relationship as well. The pastor says he likes to face the problem head on.
We have membership classes regularly here, and I always just bring it out because I want you to know, if you go to Wikipedia and you read anything about this church, somehow, somewhere, you're going to see something about the KKK. And I want you to know that I put it in context, but then I said, even in context, that is so horrific to anything that we are. And I want you to know that we've repented of that, and that anyone who had anything to do with that is long gone.
Today, only a dozen of Serapath's 2,000 members live on site. Tropical storms and hurricanes such as Doria in 1971, Floyd in 1999, and Irene in 2011 flooded and seriously damaged the grounds. A waterline 7 feet high is visible on one of the old buildings. Superstorm Sandy was more merciful, but given the site's vulnerability to dangerous flooding, the church felt it best to limit occupancy. Worship services are held in the school gym and campus life center. Kruver notes the exterior of the chapel is conserved, but its interior is unfit for use. The dormitories, stables, and the home once occupied by Alma Bridwell White and her family are preserved as part of remembering the campus's past. For WHYY News, I'm John Abbott.